Class, get out your math books. Today's lesson 9. Grade 5, let's check yesterday's lesson. Yes, Helen? You're not done? Oh, yes, that reminds me. You told me. You asked if you should take it home, and I got distracted before I could answer. It's okay this time. Let's check what is done. English class, grade 8. Which lesson do we do on Thursday? I forgot to write it down. All right, so I assigned lesson 8. Let's check over that part now. Oh, I forgot to look at this ahead of time. What are objective complements? Oh, Joe, you couldn't figure it out either? Is she not done? I'd like if you'd report to me when you can't finish an assignment. Oh, you did tell me. I forgot. Grade 7, it's time to check your review. Let's do it quickly so we can do this test yet in this period. Number 1. Oh, what's the emergency, Timothy? You don't have an answer on number 8? But we've already spent 2 class periods with this lesson. You didn't ask me about it. Curtis? Oh, you're not done part D. Your grade will be very low. Now what? In my 1.5 terms of teaching, I've encountered the problem of unfinished work. Sometimes I've been at fault, just as much as the students. And in consequence, I'll suggest the first prevention of unfinished student work, incomplete work, is to keep caught up with your own work. Sometimes, if circumstances so stand, you just have to wing it when you don't have time to study for that science lesson. And recover as well as you can when you encounter something you should have prepared for. But such situations are not ideal, and we soon learn to reduce them to rarity. How much better it is to open the textbook well in advance from the comfort of your chair without anyone waiting on you and plan how you're going to teach the content. Number 2, keep your assignments clear and impossible to be misunderstood. Now, that impossible word has proved to be idealistic in my classroom when your charges are barely listening to the details. But don't let the blame of unfinished work be yours. Never fail to say what you mean when assigning work. And don't make assumptions thinking that a few succinct words will get the point across, especially when this is undesirable to their workload. They're not going to catch on to the assumptions. Number 3, keep the momentum lively. Your enthusiasm for the subjects you're teaching and your joy and the thrill of learning will never be exceeded by any of your students. Don't expect them to run to the finish line while their coach takes a snooze. Keep priorities straight. When the stack of homework overwhelms a student, I tell them which assignment to do first. Some things must be done. But if the stack of homework is high and if it's a student I can depend on, I might tell him he doesn't need to finish this and that less than important page if time runs out. And the student will return most times with a finished assignment if it was possible. And number 5, keep a gracious attitude toward unforeseen circumstances. You might be disappointed with a failing memory grade after the second attempt, but watch and listen carefully before penalizing. Determine that no other factors exist before calling the offense. You can't know everything, but keep your eyes and ears open for circumstances the student can't control, which hinder his finished assignments. Yet, number 6, keep your assignments and protocols and penalties consistent. It's a waste of time for everyone if you need to think on your feet what to do with unfinished work, and if your students play the guessing game to see if they'll get away with a half-done job like they did last time. If you have repeat offenders, tell them exactly what will happen next time a paper turns up missing or incomplete. Number 7, keep praising diligent, workmanlike, creative work. Harness your students' natural desire to do better, to do it all, that they never need to return incomplete work without a watertight excuse.